Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And what an incredible segment we have for you today. Many of you know we started Dr. Pat's Green Challenge, and the response we've gotten has been absolutely incredible. And along with that, we've been able to connect with some amazing people doing outstanding things. And one of those folks is Bradford Rand, my guest today. He has created a venue, an invitation for those of you that are out there that want to experience beyond your imagination what it means to go green. You are invited to Go Green Expo in New York City, April 26th to 27th. And the man behind that event, that idea, is my guest today, Bradford Rand. He is the president and CEO of Go Green Expo. That's something that you're going to hear about through this show. He has also done work to bring people together in many, many different ways, as extraordinary coordinator of career events and much more. He has been a force in the world that stands for positive change, building community, and expanding what is known as green consciousness. And so with that in mind, I want to introduce you to Bradford Rand and the Go Green Expo. For those of you that are listening online and want to take this down, www.gogreenexpo.com. Bradford, thank you so much for joining us here today. I actually don't know how you have time to even do this interview.
Actually, I'm in between shows, but firstly, thank you so much for those kind words. I can't believe you were talking about me. So. But I really feel strongly about you know, greening our planet, and I was actually inspired to produce the show for actually just after seeing the Al Gore Inconvenient Truth. It really moved me. And as you said, you know, I've been doing trade shows and job fairs for many, many years. And it just seemed like there was a tremendous void in, especially in the New York City area, of a trade show or a consumer event that could educate and make all of us, including myself, aware of all the different products and services that are out there that, you know, can make a difference.
Well, don't you think that people, let's talk about the Al Gore movie for a minute.
Sure.
Because I had the same effect after seeing that movie a couple of different times.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that for many people, going green was just a phrase or a statement. And then by the millions, people came out to actually take action. What has been the most incredible uncovering that you have had in this movement, in what you've discovered and what you're doing? What is it that you found that so excites you?
Well, really, that it's really easy to go green. And originally, that statement was for maybe radical environmentalists or just things that you would think that would really change your life in a dramatic way. And it really isn't. It's the choices you make every day, whether it's the car you drive, the paper towels you purchase, or just your habits, whether it's keeping on the water when you're brushing your teeth, to, of course, you know, getting a car with better gas mileage. Every little thing that you do has a choice, from your furniture to the way you live your life. And it's not that, you know, as the new phrase is, of course, it's easy being green. It's not difficult at all. And the biggest uncovering is that it's really just it's simple. That's really, I think, it in sum. It's not hard at all.
Well, you know, it's not hard from the perspective now that people like you are out there making it a heck of a lot easier. I got to tell you, Bradford, you know, I mean, for many people, there has not been this kind of information, and you are launching one of the largest events in the New York City history.
Yep.
And that is why it has become easier. I mean, if it wasn't for people like you, Brad, I mean, here we'd be scratching our heads still. Why do we take the top off the plastic bottle? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Well, it's been also a great pleasure meeting some of the people behind the companies. I've had the pleasure to meet the heads of some of the great nonprofits that are eco-focused, such as Alex Matheson of Riverkeeper. A lot of these people are extremely passionate, and have been passionate way before it was cool, you know, to be green. The revolutionaries out there, and I applaud them. And we've actually donated over $100,000 worth of exhibit booth space to companies like Riverkeeper, the Rainforest Alliance, Oceana, and many others that are actually making a difference, because we want to get their word out as much as we want to get the products and services word out, as well as to how to live your life in a greener way.
You know, this has got to be exciting for you. I mean, getting to meet so many people, but more importantly, you know, this is giving birth. Whether you know it or not, this is giving birth. I think you do know it because you do events like this. How would you describe where that baby is right now, Greg?
I guess I'm in my seventh month. You know, and hopefully it'll, I don't know if it's going to be a boy or a girl, but hopefully it's going to be a healthy one. And,
well, I heard it's going to be twins. At least.
Well, if it is twins, so be it. But what we really want to do is obviously, with that in mind, procreate the show and of course, replicate it and bring it to many cities around the country that could use the awareness and could use the education and also have a fun day with the family to learn, you know, collectively as a whole that, you know, there's just great, there's great resources out there, whether it's, again, the furniture you buy, the car you drive, even the health and beauty products. There's always an impact.
Well, you've got some outstanding speakers on the venue as well, and people
sure.
that are going to be at the event. Let's talk a little bit about some of the folks that are going to be there, some
sure.
that are going to be speaking, others that are going to be there doing other things. But you've put together a cast of incredible people.
Yep, I think so. We have, the head of the NRDC, Dr. Alan Hershkowitz, who's been the senior scientist at the Natural Resources Defense Council. I've learned a lot from him. Of course, Alex Matheson, who I spoke about before, who's helped, along with, Robert Kennedy's charity. He has really made a tremendous, tremendous difference, and especially in the Northeast. And because of his success, they have replicated his model all throughout the United States, and now there's quite a few hundred Waterkeeper and Riverkeeper alliances that are out there. So it's a great fad that I just hope lasts eternally. It's something really that gets my office very, very passionate, and everyone that I speak to, they get excited because they look outside, they feel that the temperature is getting warmer. And the excuses that our current government makes are just, you know, you have to really see for what it really is. And that's really what has moved me. And in terms of, like, the other speakers, we have everyone from, you know, people from, as I said, Rainforest Alliance, Oceana. We have great publishers. We even have Dan Beard. He's actually the chief administrative officer of the House of Representatives, and he's in charge of greening the Capitol, and he'll be speaking as well. We've got some best-selling authors, including David Bach, who's written The Automatic Millionaire, is now coming out with a new book called Go Green and Live Rich. And even Ted Turner's daughter, Laura Seidel Turner, she's in charge of the Captain Planet Foundation, and she'll be speaking as well about how to educate your kids in an eco-friendly way. So there's a tremendous list all on the website, and there's probably about 50 of them, so I can't go through all of them, but there's quite a few of them out there.
Well, and I want to make sure everybody has the website, gogreenexpo.com, gogreenexpo.com, and we want to make sure that you have the details about this. It's going to be held in New York City.
Yep.
There's going to be lots of information. There's already been information out in different magazines, and I understand that the Post is putting together a spread on this as well.
Yeah, they've really stepped up. As Rupert Murdoch, the head of News Corp, had put a pledge together that he wanted to green his company over the course of the next few years. His newspaper, the New York Post, has stepped up, and on Earth Day is going to have a whole green tips section. So on April 22nd, they're going to be giving out 50 to 75,000 newspapers for free at Grand Central Station and at Penn Station with the green tips guide. of all the exhibitors, of all the speakers, all the organizations that are participating in Go Green Expo, and just to get the word out. And that's going to hit over 2.5 million people. So they've really been a big help. And they've also been advertising the show every week since we've gotten together, since we've partnered up.
You know, I wanted to ask you, Bradford, I mean, one of the things that we all know whenever we take on an initiative like this mm-hmm. is we start to learn things, experience things beyond anything that we could have imagined. I know that for me, since I started to do radio, that certainly has been the case. What has been, in your experience, what has been, you know, the top three things that you were pleasantly surprised about, things that you have learned that really helped take this to a global level?
Well, when I actually heard Dr. Hershkowitz speak at a seminar I went to, I didn't realize that a lot of the, actually most of the paper towels and toilet paper and those types of paper products that we use are still coming from virgin forests. They're still cutting down trees for those products. I would have thought more than a decade ago we would have just used recycled paper for those products. And, you know, obviously now there's a lot of other paper companies out there like Seventh Generation that you could simply use that, of course, use totally recycled paper. So there's a lot of, energy independence. You know, a lot of the South American countries, are now fully energy independent, while we're still, of course, relying on foreign oil.
And we're going to talk about that when we come back from break. Let's take a short break, everyone. Bradford Rand, Go Green Expo. We'll be right back. Are you green enough yet? Well, let's talk to you about that.
You got it.
Tides that I tried to swim against put me down upon my knees. Oh, I beg.
News. Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Tap into more of your brain potential. The exceptional HemiSync technology can help you achieve a focused, whole brain state. Refined with nearly 50 years of research and development, this patented audio guidance technology has been scientifically and clinically proven to be effective. Visit the Monroe Products website at HemiSync.com. That's HEMI-SYNC.com. Or call 1-800-541-2488.
Revitalize your soul with Wayne Dyer, Robert Holden, Doreen Virtue, Marianne Williamson, Greg Braden, and your other favorite Hay House authors on a day or weekend retreat in Las Vegas. It's the annual I Can Do It conference on June 26th through 29th at the Sands Expo, and it's packed with inspiring keynote lectures, interactive workshops, autograph sessions, exhibitors, and more than 35 best-selling authors. Tickets start at only $75. Call 800-654-5126 or visit icandoit.net.
Learn about symptom-free autism. Hidden beneath each symptom is the answer waiting to be discovered by the intuitive mind. Natural healer and medical intuitive William Lewis is finding the answers. William isn't interested in cures, just the removal of the symptoms which lead to the label or condition so the body can then readjust to a balanced state. William's son was his first long-term success. Call 508-866-2605 or visit AutismSymptomFree.com.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain inspired really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Yep, if you're thinking about going green, we want to make sure that you have a way to do it. Bradford Rand is my guest today. He is creating one of the largest green expos in New York City's history, GoGreenExpo.com. We've actually got a caller, Bradford. Let's bring Chris up. Hey, Chris, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
Hi, how are you?
So you have a question, something we can help you with?
Yeah, I was just actually curious if there is still space available in the Green Show for
there is. We have a few booths left.
Oh, okay, wonderful. How do I go about signing up for something like this?
You can actually just call our number at our office in New York City. It's on the website. But you can call 212-655-4505, and you can do extension 229 and speak to Annie.
Oh, okay, wonderful.
So what kind of company do you have, Chris?
It's a green soap company, actually.
A green soap? So the soap is green?
Well, it's not exactly green itself, but it's just made from all natural products.
What's the name of your company?
It's actually called Green Soaps.
Green
nice
Soaps? Do you have a website?
GreenSoapsNYC.com.
You've got it. Wow.
That sounds great.
Thank you, Chris. Are you excited
about
this?
Keep up the good work, Chris.
I am. It sounds like a great show, and I hope to be a part of it.
Well, we hope to meet you there. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Pat. Thank you, Brad.
Okay. Brad, this is what I love about this. It's amazing when we reach out and we start talking about things we're really passionate about to see how many other people are stepping up to the plate. This is what I love about doing the show. You just never know how many people are out there, people like Chris. I mean, here he is, started a soap company from all natural ingredients, and I have to tell you that there is nothing quite like it when you're using soap that is from natural ingredients. But you know a lot about that. The people that you have coming to the Go Green Expo, the exhibitors, I mean, how many exhibitors are we up to now?
I think we're over 150 at this point.
Wow.
And every day we sell another booth, which is terrific. Most of them are small companies, which is great, and we've given them a lot of a very, very easy price point to join us. And it's great. I mean, we really believe in the entrepreneur. Obviously, I'm an entrepreneur, so if we can help out a company get their word out, we'll certainly accommodate. New York City happens to be an expensive town, so we're doing our best to try to get as many companies as we can in that have a wide variety of goods. I mean, you had asked me before, like some of the other things that we're doing or I'm doing on a personal level. One of the things that we've tried to do is actually green our office as best we can. And as we all know, the light bulbs that we've been buying for the last 50-some-odd years are all energy non-efficient. So one of the first steps that a lot of business owners can make is simply changing their light bulbs. Obviously, I think it's about 70% less heat and less energy. So they last 5 to 10 times longer. And powering down all of your electronics, tremendous tip. I mean, as we all also know, the chargers that we all leave in the plugs, they all, sap out some energy. And we power everything off. We pull as many plugs out as we can. And now we recycle all of our paper. It hurts me to think that over the last 10, 15 years, as I've been in business, all I simply had to do was flip my fax paper over, and I could have used, 50% less paper for all of my faxes.
And, there are things like that many, many people are doing. I mean, this is what is so incredible about going to an expo like the one that you're putting on in New York City.
Yeah, you pick up tips.
Oh, my God, and we learn so much from it and things that we can implement. I mean, growing up in New York City, I know what it's like, to have or to visibly see, especially on the Jersey Shore, what pollution does, what that lack of awareness. What would you say is the most significant shift you've seen people make on a day-to-day basis?
In New York City, in terms of a tremendous shift, the show hasn't happened yet, so I don't think there's a big shift as of yet, but I think people are just more conscious of their actions, at least the people that I speak to. Going green takes years. It's not something that you can kind of do overnight. You can take immediate steps to green your life overnight, whether it's recycling the paper and changing your light bulbs and powering down all of your electronics. Those are easy, free steps. And if you multiply that by 50 million businesses, can you imagine the amount of resources we would save? And
it's
everything
incredible.
Everything I mentioned is free. I mean, your light bulbs are eventually going to blow out. Just simply replace it with an energy-efficient one. So you've already taken a step there. And I didn't know, again, this is all, it's a learning curve for myself as well. I didn't know all of the electronics in my apartment and in my office They're all sucking electricity off the power grid. And I think eventually you'll see a lot of roofs, a lot of the Manhattan skyline will have grass and trees on it eventually. And I think, of course, the rest of the country hopefully will be going water, solar, and wind energy. And, of course, those are, of course, resources given to us by God. And
right.
They don't damage the environment. They last forever. And there's no side effects. So hopefully we'll have an administration, most importantly. I think maybe this is where I'm leading. I think because of, with the start of, a lot of people changing when they saw Mr. Gore's movie, I think now more than ever, if we don't make a change from a government point of view, I think we're going to be well behind a lot of the other countries that are out there. As I said, countries in South America and a lot of the European Union, they already have high standards. It's really America that is falling behind, and I think that's definitely due to the government that we've had for the last almost decade.
Part of what you're saying is irreversible damage is the language that's coming up now. I mean, we used to just talk about going green to clean things up. Now what we're talking about is a new term that I heard the other day, irreversible damage.
Sure.
And, that's very strong language, and rightly so. I mean, we're having conversations right now, Bradford, with people that when you say something like, if you eat more organic food, you're not only helping your body, but you're helping your planet.
Sure.
And there are people that don't understand how that works. This is our job,
yeah,
to really bring the information to the table.
Well, of course, the cattle is taking away from forests. And, of course, the waste that the cattle produce, of course, goes up into the atmosphere and goes into our riverbeds and lakes and streams and oceans. And, of course, the pesticides, the steroids, all the chemicals that we use to beef up, shall we say, all the cattle are all terrible for us. And the meat quality, of course, is at its worst state ever. So there's a lot of validity to what you just said.
And that's really what this is about. It's really getting the word out. I wanted to ask you as we wind up here, and thank you so much for bringing the Go Green Expo to New York City. I know you're planning these events around the country.
Yep.
Thank you for picking New York City to kind of head this off.
Sure.
Wanted to ask you your personal message. What is it you want to leave our listeners with today?
Well, there's a wealth of resources on the Internet about how to green your life, even if it's just a little bit. Every step counts towards the greater goal. And I guess this would be my personal message. When casting your vote for the next election and for the next official in your region or, wherever you are, whether it's in the Northeast or in America, really take a look at the environmental position of the leader that you're going to cast your vote for, because it does start from the top. And I think that will have a massive, massive influence on what's going to be happening for the next 25 years. So think before you vote, and I guess my message would be vote green.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bradford.
My pleasure.
GoGreenExpo.com, GoGreenExpo.com. Bradford Rand, my guest today. As we say on the Dr. Pat Show, you rock. Thank you, Bradford.
Thank you so much for
having me. All right. We'll see you in New York City. Of course, the Dr. Pat Show is going to have a booth there.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be speaking, and we've got something extraordinary to announce and share with our listeners. Bradford, thank you so much. Thank you all for tuning in to the Dr. Pat Show. Check it out, www.thedrpatshow.com. We'll see you next week. Remember, stay green, live green, and be green. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Tuesday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.